News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ukraine will apparently not be signing the mineral deal with the US without security guarantees. That's according to a government advisor who spoke to Sky News this morning. In his Congress speech overnight, Donald Trump claimed that Ukraine was ready to sign the deal after receiving a letter from Vladimir Zelensky. So what is actually happening? For more on this, joining me now is Lisia Vasilenko, Ukrainian MP. Good morning to you, Lisia. The world is confused. Since last Friday, since that fateful meeting between President Zelensky and President Trump, I think which shocked most of us watching it, there has obviously been a fractured relation between Ukraine and the US. What is actually happening with regard to this mineral deal?
You are absolutely right. We are all who are living on planet Earth today are in absolute confusion as we are looking at how all the international relationships and the world order as we know it is spinning into total chaos. Last Friday didn't go well. I don't think it went according to anyone's plan. First of all, it was a very strange kind of setup to have this this level of a meeting between two presidents, two heads of states, and to have it live broadcast without the two having a prior private conversation. Yeah. This is something absolutely unknown to the diplomatic world and to the official protocol world.
It certainly didn't happen with Putin, for example, and President Trump.
Exactly. So that leads to the conclusion that it was a showcase trial of sorts, a showcase bullying campaign.
Is that what Ukrainian people think? Do they think that President Zelensky was ambushed?
That is certainly how it looks like from the side. And it looks like it was a show put on for Russians and for Vladimir Putin to sort of get his trust that Donald Trump is a man of his word and he will do whatever it takes to make sure that Russia has a comfortable peace deal and that he is as strong on Ukraine as he claims to be. So it looks like this because never has it happened in the history of negotiations.
No. I think many of us who are observers of geopolitics were genuinely shocked at the manner in which President Zelensky was treated in the Oval Office. I think that is fair to say. But with regard to obviously no deal was signed last Friday, even though a deal was expected. And now President Trump has claimed to Congress last night that President Zelensky has written to him saying he's ready to sign a deal anytime. But we are hearing and it is being reported internationally that Ukraine is now saying, well, we might sign a deal on rare minerals, but there needs to be some security guarantees, which currently the US are not saying that they're willing to sign up to.
This is exactly what President Zelensky went in with on Friday, that we are happy to sign the deal, but we have amended that deal to include security guarantees of the United States to Ukraine. Now, this seemed to be unacceptable to Donald Trump at the time. We all know how the conversation went from then on and that there was a premature end to the meeting. And then yesterday, President Zelensky put out a social media message on X saying that exactly he is ready to sign the deal, whatever the conditions are of the United States. And the thing is, in Ukraine, when we were discussing the deal initially, the discussion went around that we would be happy to sign the deal and have a more robust US presence on the ground, because that would actually in itself be a security guarantee.
And
because American
companies... Is that what you're saying, Lisa, now, that you're on the J.D. Vance page, which says that it's not about having troops on the ground for America or a security guarantee or a US backstop? The very nature of the US having investment in the Ukrainian economy and having American, I suppose, people
interests
in the country and people there on the ground, that is enough to provide a security guarantee. So you are now in agreement with what Washington is saying?
This has been part of the discussion. Myself, personally, I believe that there need to be stronger security guarantees from the United States, and I have advocated for that and said it many times in the media. But there is also a view that having the US interests on the ground in Ukraine will give enough incentive for them to, should the need arise, to bring the boots on the ground as well.
Okay, so potentially this deal will go ahead without a military security guarantee, with a more of an economic security guarantee is what I'm taking. Does Ukraine feel, because some of us looking at it from the outside think this, that literally the US is performing something akin to a shakedown, that it is literally taking in exchange for aid that was never given as to be repaid, but that in exchange for aid, they want a stake in your natural resources going forward, or else they won't act in any way as a mediator or in any way sort of supportive of your country's position after the Russian invasion.
It does feel a bit like that, especially as you mentioned correctly, that not all of the aid that was promised was delivered in the end, and having to repay something we have never received definitely feels completely wrong. It also feels a bit like, you know, you're pulling out of doing the right thing, which you actually written down in your own constitution that you would be doing in any case for as long as you exist. Basically, the Americans proclaiming themselves to be the biggest defenders of democracy, and here is a victim trying to remain a democratic country and an aggressor who is a totalitarian regime with imperialistic aims. And then the US doesn't really say that they're siding with the aggressor, but essentially that's what they're doing by pulling out from supporting the democracy.
Okay.
So in a way, it's a difficult situation. Your point on whether the deal will be signed or not, I think that remains to be seen. I'm very wary of commenting anything on this, because we've seen in the last 2 weeks how things change and how quickly they change. So we'll see.
Lysia, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Lysia Vasilenko, Ukrainian.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.